This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I did have another question about your success, like, because you said that we're scared of success.
We do things
like to self-sabotage ourselves from our success, and we know that I've done that many times. And I really enjoyed that part of the book because I'm the kind of person who I self-victimize. I can't do that, or if I do something, I worry what people are going to think about me. So you say in here that we get in our own way. And that was the one like chapter that I made John, my husband, read, because he is a financial advisor and he's scared to death. You talk in there about money. And when you don't have money and then you make money and then you're afraid to lose it. And I think we talked about this last time. And like that's kind of like how he is right now. And so I thought it was really interesting how you said that, like we're afraid of success. And like my husband right now is at the peak of his career. And even this morning, he's like, you need to get the shower remodeled because I don't know how long this is gonna last. Do you know what I mean? Like he's so terrified that he's reaching his peak that he's gonna lose it all.
Well, it's actually the opposite. That's the problem is, what you're describing is someone who's afraid of fear.
But
he's not. He's not afraid of failing. He's not afraid that it's going to end. That's the self-deception. Okay. Like people think, oh, I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid to fail. And this will never last. Yeah. And so do it now.
Yeah. That's literally what he told me this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what's confusing about the shame and denial portion. What he's trying to do is he's trying to guarantee the failure.
He's taking his worst day ever, or his...
He's projecting it.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's basically saying,
I'm ready for it.
I'm going to make it happen. I don't have trust and faith in myself.
He's attracting that.
Well, I don't know about it. I mean, attraction is love. I mean, okay, maybe law of attraction, but, most of law of attraction is really conscious, it's choice. Mm-hmm. And so what he's really saying is, I don't believe in myself. That even if markets change, I couldn't take the skills that I have and develop something even greater.
Right, but he can.
Of course he can.
Yeah.
But do you see the benefit of not believing in that? Do you see how he got to control you and make you carry his fear?
No, how?
What did he say?
He said, do it now or else it's not going to, because this may never not last.
So, and what did you immediately feel?
I felt fear. Well, and I was mad at him. I'm like, why can't you believe in yourself?
Bingo.
I'm like,
see?
Why can't you believe in yourself?
What a payoff. Do you see what you just did? What did you say that again? Why can't you what?
Believe
in yourself.
Exactly. So now he gets to stay the child. He doesn't have to believe in himself because he's got you doing it for him. That's the problem. We think it's failure. Yeah. It's not. It's success. It's like, and this is the shame and denial portion. No, don't make me face it myself. Don't make me live in truth, responsibility to do the healing work so I can forgive myself and my parents and recognize, wait a minute, I can deal with this. I can fix the shower. Like, we'll have money. Look, obviously, I've been able to create it. I got this.
Right.
Instead, we all, because of the shame and denial portion, we drop right back into childhood. We play the victim.
Yeah.
And we post on Facebook. We go to our book club. We go to our spouse. And our spouse goes, but I know you can do it. And so now our spouse cares more about fixing the problem than we do because we don't want to take responsibility for it. And it allows us to stay the child. Mm-hmm. That's why we play the whole, I'm afraid of failure. No, you're not. You're afraid of adulthood. Yes. You're afraid of truth, responsibility, healing, and forgiveness. You're afraid to let go of the worst day cycle, trauma, fear, shame, and denial.
Yes.
You don't want to let the false persona go and the ego die. My ego is wrapped up in, I'm not good enough. I will fail. I will somehow sabotage this. So we go out of our way to make sure it happens. See, I told you. Glad we got that shower. See, now he's the backdoor victor.
Yeah, yeah.
Through his own self-destruction.
Correct.
And but he still gets to stay the child.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we do. And that's what gets so complicated about the shame and denial portion. The level of truth. We have to challenge every aspect of ourselves. And so one of the skills I learned to do is, if you think about it, there's a way we always talk to ourselves. And if there's a problem, what should I do? There's a common way we phrase the questions to ourselves. Is it this or is it that, right? Like, think of give me some examples of what comes to you when you're struggling with something and the way you talk to yourself to try and the questions you ask yourself. Anything pop up? Like, are there certain questions that you'll go, like, why do I keep doing this? Or,
yeah.
Give me
when
some
I'm at
of
work,
them.
So I do calls, like I do, it's kind of like sales, but it's pharmacy, and I hate doing it. I hate, like, I always make up these situations in my head of what's going to happen, so I don't, like, it takes me forever to make that first call, because I'm like, this person's going to yell at me, or, like, I make up these situations in my head, and I procrastinate, and then at the end of the day, I have to slam all these calls, because then I can just do it without thinking about it.
Oh, perfect. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, in the beginning, do you hear how you described it? I hate doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What I learned to do is challenge that. And I learned to, I remember being out for a walk and going and talking to myself, I hate this, I hate this. And I went, you know, is there another way to look at this? And that's when I learned to turn things over and say, well, what if I don't hate it? What if I love it? Well, that's not true. I'm like, no, but what if it is? Well, think about it. You actually love it. Do you see why you love it? Did you hear how you explained? What do you do at the end of the day?
Just slam them through.
Why?
Because it takes, I guess, that the fear away. I just do it without thinking about it.
You do it without thinking about it. So you don't hate procrastinating because you found a way to make it a solution for you. You wait till it builds up so you don't have to think about it. It's the greatest thing for you. Do you see how by challenging the way we ask questions and we define why we do things and turn it in, like I learned, what's the craziest way I could ask a question about this or look at this situation? And allowed me to throw different questions in, and that's what helped me realize, oh my God, we're not afraid of failure. It's the opposite. Like, look, you're not failing at all. You have a brilliant strategy. You get to screw around all day at work. Everyone else is grinding away. Now, here's the difference is, because of the worst day cycle, you shame yourself for it. But once you get into truth, take responsibility and healing, you go, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't hate this. I actually love that I get to go to a job where I can screw around for 6 hours. And nobody says a damn thing. I can get on Twitter, and I can tweet this, and flip through TikTok, and say hi to Susie over there, and listen to Jared about his wife and their breakups and all that stuff. It's a blast. And the last 2 hours, I just pop on and ram it all out while they stress all day trying to get, I get it done like that. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to carry the weight or responsibility of anybody. I'm great at the calls. Man, I'm brilliant. I'm not failing. Now, the other side of it is we may discover, well, I don't really like cramming it. So, but now that I'm in truth of what I'm really doing, is there another way of going about this that does fit my morals, values, needs, wants, so that the day is more comfortable? But just having the understanding, like getting you into truth, that you don't hate it, that you love the strategy, or you're gonna find out, wait a minute, I am into truth now, and I don't like this strategy. So I don't wanna suffer this consequence. So I'm gonna put this new strategy in. Maybe I'm okay with 4 hours of screwing around, and then I won't jam the calls in, I'll space them out. I'll do one call, screw around. Like, I kinda like that idea better. Mm-hmm. And now it's a little bit softer than just the last 2 hours, I don't know. But do you see what I mean? all of a sudden we take this shame-based persona that's victimizing ourselves, telling us how bad we are, and getting in the truth of, wait a minute, this is actually a really good strategy, and I can use this throughout my life. That's, and so one of the best ways to confront the shame and denial is look at the what your self-talk is when you go through a problem, and the common phrases. Remember I talk about shame, the mantras we develop. We want to look at those and then break them down because they're giving us a benefit. We just haven't found the benefit yet. And so that's what I just did there, is help you see the benefit. Well, now that you see the bigger picture, you can decide if it truly is a benefit or there might be a new mantra that's more beneficial. But that's the key, is to really challenge it's not that you stop your self-talk. It's that you get into truth about how much your self-talk allows you to stay the victim and stay stuck in shame and denial. And confront that and recognize, yeah, I know I say I hate that I'm single, but man, I don't have to pick up after him. I don't have to make anybody dinner. Right. I don't have to watch his stupid sports. I don't have anybody leaving their hair in the sink after they shave, and the toilet seat is always down.
So you like, find there's it positive.
Man, well, it's not positive. It's like, wait a minute, there's a lot of benefits to this.
Yeah.
And so I'm obviously creating a dynamic where I don't want any of that around. Now there's a consequence to that. I'm lonely. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Maybe the seat being up and down isn't such a big deal, because see, it brings us into reality in many areas. We get in fights because we complain about all this, you know, all those knick-knack things I just brought up. But what we may find is, wait a minute, I'm using all of that to avoid that I'm really scared about connection because I don't know what it looks like from my childhood, but I'm desperate for it, and I want to learn how to have it. And all of a sudden, now we're in this truth, now this. All of a sudden, we have a different relationship with the toilet seat being up. It's kind of cute. Because guess what? Because what comes with that toilet seat? I get a hug every day. I kind of like that hug, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, but how did we arrive at that? Yeah. We got in truth about our self-talk and how we're avoiding things and staying the victim instead of living as a victor.